The U.S. Congress is now split, but Donald Trump calls the result a victory for himself and for the Republican Party. The European Union is wondering whether a Democratic House of Representatives will mean friendlier ties from at least one corner of Washington. It's hard to say whether that means the EU is genuinely hopeful. European Commission spokesman Margarita Schinas played it safe with the monotone delivery of the Commission's only official reaction.
We are looking forward to working closely with the soon-to-be-appointed 116th U.S. Congress, as well as other newly elected United States representatives. The European Union and the United States are key strategic partners and allies. The EU is fully committed to a close transatlantic partnership and mutually beneficial cooperation for the prosperity and security of our citizens and people around the world.
Ian Lesser, Vice President for Foreign Policy at the German Marshall Fund's Brussels office, says Europeans watch this vote so closely, in part because they're looking for a signal on whether Americans reject Trump's manner of governing or whether he'll win the presidency again in 2020.
Europeans will be spending some time trying to understand this, as will Americans. But I think, you know, the key point is it's unlikely to change a lot of the administration positions Europeans are concerned about, whether it's on Iran or climate, trade, even where there are many Democrats, frankly, who are supportive of Trump's trade agenda. And you will also find in Congress many very hawkish voices on Iran. So, yes, symbolically, it's indicative of something that Europeans may like to see. But in practical terms, it's unlikely to make any immediate difference in foreign policy.
So that may be a bit of a disappointment in the short term for Europeans unhappy with the current state of the relationship, who hope for a repudiation of steel and aluminum tariffs, a return to a commitment to combat climate change. But Democrats abroad spokesman Greg Svingen says while his party didn't sweep to an overwhelming victory nationwide that might have helped change national policies in a way Europe would prefer, there were positive developments that could be seen even here in Brussels. There are an estimated 9 million Americans living abroad, and participation was said to be as high this year as during a presidential election. Svingen says Democrats Abroad Belgium saw its membership surge to its highest point ever.
What is really, really inspiring about this set of elections, the midterms this time around, show us that there is an engaged electorate out there. This election serves as great fuel for the competition and the battle of ideas. What America will look like tomorrow. And people are increasingly living abroad and have a more global outlook. So I think that for those who are expecting a blue tsunami, the results are definitely disappointment. But for those who are looking for signs of progress, whether it's non-white voters, people living overseas, we're seeing the highest turnout of young voters ever in a midterm election. We would definitely consider that overseas voters are part of that in their own small way.
The mixed result in the U.S. is a reminder that Trump continues to have a lot of support, and that includes overseas voters, too, even though Republicans aren't generally so visible. There isn't an official chapter of Republicans abroad in Belgium, for example, and most calls for a GOP representative, including my own, go to just one man, Michael Kubikas. Kubikas says no one should count out the quiet Republicans in Europe.
It's a personally risky thing to do, saying that you support Trump in Belgium or that you're Republican in Belgium. It's not a very good career move for a lot of people. So because there's a lot of hostility that is emotional, that's based on misinformation, that's based on misunderstanding, that's based on total lack of information. So, and you can't combat that. You can't be a one-man army against misinformation. You know, people make up cartoons and caricatures. So of course, people are keeping their political views increasingly to themselves.
Kubikas fears that hostility is going to get even worse after these results, even for Americans living in Europe. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.